Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And I was sad to see this. Jack Denton at Pacific Standard wrote about the legality of sea burials.
Oh, why do you tell anybody? Just do it.
Well, yeah. From Pacific Standard, the EPA allows cremated remains or full bodies in a shroud or casket filled with holes.
Oh, you can do a shroud or a casket.
Plastics are strictly forbidden. Now, burning a boat is not permitted.
Well, Todd's going to be on a funeral pyre, like a raft.
Some people call that a boat.
Yeah. That would be considered by some standards a boat of some kind.
We're going to do it at night so we can see the flames.
Well, and it's not going to be at sea. It's going to be at Lake Powell.
So we can see the flames and no one else can because we're doing it at night?
Well, no, everybody else will see the flames, but by the time the cops come, we're out of there, and they can put Todd out themselves.
No, we're not going to leave him burning.
Well, apparently, he doesn't want us involved in this.
Well, we're going to have to put some hardcore accelerant on this.
Don't let him tell you what to do.
Apparently, it's his kid's deal.
Don't let him tell you what to do.
Look, he's going to be gone. He can't stop us.
Burning a boat is not permitted, nor is transporting remains by an expendable device like a balloon, rocket, or similar pyrotechnics to land in or release remains over ocean waters.
They threw heads in the ocean last night on Ray Donovan, just the heads. Why'd they throw the heads out there?
Teeth? In the episode before, they said they were going to chop up the bodies, take the identifiable parts,
heads
throw
and
them
hands.
In the ocean.
Heads and
heads,
hands.
Hands and feet, I think.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them, they just buried in the backyard.
Right. And does Lake Powell. Which, by the way, there's none of this is going to happen. You guys will see no baggies of my ashes.
No, we're going to
want to make the ashes.
You want flaming arrows shot into your body and floated on the lake. You said it years ago.
No, I think you said that years ago.
Well, we certainly adopted your wishes.
Right. Yeah.
Under your scenario, does...
The kids are there, too. They can shoot an arrow in you.
Right. Does
kids.
Lake Powell count as the sea?
No. Apparently not, but I imagine that there are similar rules.
You can't do it in a lake.
Yeah, you can only bury uncremated people 3 nautical miles out from shore at certain ocean depths.
Yeah, and they can't be like covered in straws or six-pack rings.
No.
That'll affect the marine life.
And for some reason, you cannot bury your pets at sea either.
Let me tell you about the straws here in a second when you get done with the story.
I'm done.
Okay.
I don't get the pet thing. The pets are...
I don't get it either.
Even humans, they're biodegradable.
Yeah, but it has to do. It may have to do with the sea, the waters of the sea and the ocean.
Yeah, why can't you?
Is it full?
You don't want that. Well, you don't want them chucking you back up on shore. Oh, well, there's a dead body we got to deal with.
Yeah, you take them further out and you commit them to the
brainy
depths.
That's why they say take them to 3 nautical miles out.
Yeah, so they just can become part
they
of
have
they
to
just,
be,
they become part of the fish eat you and become part of your... Yeah.
They have to be at least 3
at
nautical
miles. At least 3 nautical miles out from shore at certain ocean depths.
Okay, it sounded to me like they had to be within 3 miles.
Oh, no, outside. No.
Oh, yeah.
So they're mandating that you get committed to the briny depths.
Sure.
The briny depths.
Right. And chum the waters first.
Oh, yeah. Bring some sharks in.
Make sure it's shark season.
They got rid of plastic straws in Florida. And guess what? It's no big deal.
Did you learn to tip the glass?
Well, what happened was, I used a paper straw a couple times. I got one the first time I used it because it was in a soda. And I started drinking it, or it might have been in a margarita or something like that. I started drinking it, and I bent it. I didn't realize it was not plastic. I kind of tried to bend it, and I was sucking through it, and there was like wind coming through it.
Going.
It did break. So then, from then on out, well, I actually had a soda where I just tipped the glass. It's crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy. At breakfast, I had a Diet Coke, so I was kind of hungover, and I tipped the glass. But the straws are fine.
There's no conservative outroar.
I didn't read about it.
About the lack of plastic straws.
I didn't even ask, but that's just the rule because it's there's oceans everywhere around Florida, and they're thinking, let's get ahead of the curve here. ban straws.
Are they also banning plastic bags?
I wasn't at the stores. I don't remember.
A lot of places are doing that, too.
But I have no problem with them getting rid of plastic straws. Now, you'll bitch the first couple of times
you use liberal
it.
California stuff you're talking there,
I've run into that in Colorado as well.
Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah, they get rid of plastic straws?
Well, certain cities.
There's a bunch of hippies there, too.
It's about the future. But, you know, nobody really cares about that.
Well, I told you I had a friend that went to
I have a problem with
to
it.
Bali.
It's no big deal.
And straws, millions of them,
oh, I know,
were washing up on shore.
Well,
it's an issue.
There was an Onion piece saying, what's one straw, says one of a zillion people throwing a straw out or something like that.
And I've always found them the most useless of all the items a restaurant gives you. I never use a freaking straw.
I do it when I drink
kinda
smoothies.
Kind of stir the drink around.
Yeah, I drink smoothies.
Every now and again.
Yeah, I use it for a swizzle stick.
Yeah, kind of.
You're talking about alcohol. That's what you're talking about. Most people are not drinking alcohol, and they're drinking regular drinks, like milkshakes, things like that. But you can drink a paper straw. Worked, by the way. It worked.
Yeah, a milkshake is kind of one of those where you do need a straw.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do it with a spoon.
Yeah. No, I don't want a spoon out my milkshake.
But you can't tip the milkshake.
No.
Because you're going to be there for a long time.
And you're going to get crap all over your face.
You can, but it's going to end up on you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't order much soda. I know you get a straw with that.
You get a straw with everything.
You get a straw with water.
Yeah.
I don't need a straw.
Well, just sip. So just turn everything to the sippy cup lids like they give you with your coffee.
Well, by the way, the paper straws worked. I'm just telling you, it worked.
Yeah.
You want a straw.
So paper's fine?
It worked.
Are they better than the paper straws used to be?
Yes, because they used to melt in your mouth, basically. Yeah. These didn't melt in your mouth.
Yeah, they get all slobbery on the end and useless.
Yes, absolutely. But they're better.
Yeah, they were better because they wouldn't. Yeah, the old ones didn't work at all. But just it's like a Bogart in a joint. It's all wet and nasty. I wanted to relate that to other people out there. Oh, that's what it's like.
Yeah, Tyler with his big sloppy lips.
Yeah. You didn't complain before.
Wow. Getting it all over the paper straw.
Getting it all over my joint.
Well, don't hand me your joint, and I won't wet it up.
Well, don't ask for it.
Yeah.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover girl and model in general, Ashley Graham.
Lincoln's own, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful lady. Probably likes milkshakes.
She's been married to cinematographer and director Justin Irvin.
I'm trying
for
to relate
years.
To the other story. We're trying to segue.
She is in the February 2019 Elle magazine, part of the cover story.
I did see a recent photo of her on social media, and she was looking really nice.
Now, this bit of advice sounds like someone who doesn't have a job.
No, but has it. Like a regular job, I mean.
She was asked how to keep the passion alive in her relationship that she's been married to this guy for 8 years in. And she says, just have sex. Have sex all the time.
Oh, Jesus. She doesn't live in the
real world.
Even if
you don't
world.
Feel like it, just have sex.
Well, that's true, except that people have busy lives, 8-10 hours a day, other things going on. And you're right. She is probably the more free time than most people.
Hey, she's working hard, posing on the beach.
Yeah, I don't care. It is a job, but don't tell people.
I'm not saying that.
No, but don't tell other people what to do when people's lives are busy
as
hell.
Now, she was asked, and it's a cover story for Elle magazine, so you can't really expect a whole lot out of it.
She never calls her.
But be aware that your situation is unique to most.
Yes.
And
to most situations.
She's just trying to point out that make time for it.
That's an excellent point,
I agree
too.
With the spirit of it.
Oh, I totally agree with the spirit of it.
I agree with the spirit
of it. But she doesn't live in the real world.
She said that she's found it that if she and her husband don't have sex, they get snippy. And then if they are, then it's fine. They're back in the great mood.
So make time for it. It really doesn't take
that
long.
There are two sides to this, no question.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have to plan an entire evening around 4 minutes of sex.
No, you don't. But if you're sitting around your house all day and you have a couple weeks off because you're between get big gigs and you're just having more sex.
Right. It's not like it's a professional football game where you got 3.5 hours for 12 minutes of action.
Plus, it probably also helps to live in a place where you're encouraged to wear less clothing.
Yeah,
I'm assuming she probably lives somewhere warm and beautiful.
I understand she was asked it. I totally agree with the spirit of the thing. But she said try to make time. She should say try to make time. Because she has time.
much of the time, you would think that she does.
Yeah, I'm not saying she's not a busy lady, but it's also a different kind of busy.
Yeah.
We know show business. They have a lot of free time.
Odd time.
Yes, an odd time, right.
South Euclid, a Cleveland suburb, 79-year-old man called police to complain about the quality of sexual services rendered by a pair of prostitutes, and he paid $500 to visit his home.
You would, bitch.
A pair.
Yeah.
$500 for a pair. Yeah, you'd expect at least halfway decent service.
The 79-year-old gentleman dialed 911 to report a robbery.
79?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Bill Batts said that while the hookers did perform some sexual services, the duo failed to meet his expectations.
He was 79.
Yeah.
If they were naked in front of him, that's good expectations.
Did you finish? I mean, that's the expectation, isn't it?
They failed to meet his expectations.
But the important thing is he made time.
During a conversation with the police dispatcher as he was calling 911, he said that he was in the process of getting robbed by two ladies who took $500 from his wallet. By the time the cops got to his house, the prostitutes had left.
What do you want?
He told officers that he'd met the woman through a friend in Cleveland. He described the hookers as African-American females, approximately 40 years old, dressed all in black. One was about 5'7", Keisha. Is the short, fat one, though.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Did he order a short, fat one?
I don't know.
Yeah. Did he communicate his expectations to the hookers? Because you have to tell them what you want.
Officers said, well, this doesn't really constitute an actual robbery.
That's like Bush just telling him what he knows. Bush just said, you have to tell him what
you
want.
Anything. You have to communicate your expectations.
The officer said that this does not constitute an actual robbery attempt, Mr. Batts, and even though he did admit to the solicitation of prostitution.
Warning.
Yeah, he's just not going to be charged.
Good for the cops. That's cool cops.
Just not going to be charged.
He's an old dude. Yeah. He's just pissed
off and angry.
He ain't
getting it anywhere else, and everybody knows it.
Yeah, good for them. Good for the cops.
He's going to have to pay for it.
Everything's not a crime.
They should have come through for him.
Right. Everything's not a crime.
All crimes are not crimes.
No, you're right. And that cop's, those cops were cool.
Where did he, it says here, he met the women through a friend. So I don't know if they were,
Was he pissed? One was short and fat?
No, he wasn't just pissed at all. They just didn't finish. It sounds like they just didn't finish.
It sounds like they did not meet his expectations, whatever that may be.
I don't know what your expectations are when you get a pair of hookers over at your house.
I'll show you. I'll show you that move I want. You know the move I want.
That's right. Damn it, you're right, Bush.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I'll show it to you again. You forgot, but I think that's burning your brain.
I can't forget that if I want to.
That was the last studio.
And I want to.
No, that's my expectation for two chicks.
I don't want to because that would be my expectation as well.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
I'd go for the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.